Yeah, it's been a cool experience for sure. Obviously, when Tyson's name got called, there was a pretty emotional thing up there. But obviously, it's just a special moment that you're gonna remember with your family, and it's a great experience overall.
I forget if we talked about it with you. We certainly did with Lucas Johansson earlier today, just about the tradition of defensemen with the Nashville Predators. Is that they give you a charge? I mean, the guys that they've got in tow now, never mind the guys that they've already had to jettison because of how crowded it is. I mean, it's a long-standing tradition there on the blue line.
Yeah, for sure. You know, I talked a little bit with my dad and you know, J.P. Barry, my advisor, with both that kind of stuff, and a little bit with the Preds when after the draft. So it's been they've mentioned that, but you know, I'm just excited to be part of the organization. It's a great organization, and obviously it's I'm a fan of the team too. So just having to be drafted by the team, you know, I grew up loving and liking for sure. It's definitely a unique experience, but also an awesome one too.
So your dad obviously is along here with you on the trip, and he's been saying about how this has been a great experience for you, kind of letting you go at your own speed here throughout this weekend.
Yeah.
You now know where you're going to go college-wise, obviously, with Boston University. I actually talked to your coach, David Quinn, about an hour and a half ago. He's got high hopes for you and a strong program there. And just your background with the Preds and maybe a little bit of homework you've done, or was this a team that you thought might be in the wheelhouse for you, or where was your surprise level when Nashville called your name?
You know, I always had a feeling about I had that, you know, opportunity to go to Nashville, but you know, I grew up loving Nashville, and my sisters are 20 minutes outside going to school, so it's one of those things where I'm so humbled and honored to be a part of this organization. And you know, I looked up to Weber growing up, and just to be drafted to that team he's playing on, it is something that you know, it's a once-in-a-life opportunity experience. And you know, my family up there, they went pretty crazy when my name went called.
Yeah.
So you know, I haven't seen them yet, so I'd like to obviously go say thanks to them, because they you know, they sacrificed a lot too. So no, it's a great experience for all.
Well, you may replace Weber one day on the right side.
Oh, I don't know about that.
You said you had sisters that were going to school there?
Yeah.
Explain on that.
Austin Peay State University. So they're playing D1 soccer down there.
Oh, wow. My goodness.
You and Tyson Jost, you mentioned yesterday you guys are like brothers, roommates.
Yeah.
Was there any kind of rivalry about who would go higher here today?
No. We were throughout the whole year, it was pretty like a supportive. Like, we were, you know, we always had each other to kind of rely on to talk to. So, you know, we're both happy for each other. I know when his name got called, I was probably, you know, just excited as he was. So, you know, it was just, he's a lifelong friend. And I know that, you know, over the last couple of years, we've grown pretty close, and our families also got pretty close too. So, you know, it's just, I'm speechless right now. It's such a cool experience.
Same division, Dante. You're going to have to shut him down a bunch of times a year now.
Yeah, we'll see about that.